Chapter 2, Section 3, Step 2 Value Chain. Whilst having user needs is a great start, just knowing the needs doesn't mean the stuff will now build itself. There are other things involved, and this is what we call a value chain. It can be simply determined by first asking the question of what is the user need, and then by asking further questions of what components do we need in order to build this capability. For example, in the case of our online photo service, once the basic user needs were known, then we could describe our top-level capabilities, our top-level components. We could then describe the subcomponents that these visible components themselves would need. The best way I've found of doing this, from practice, is to gather a group of people familiar with the business and huddle in some room with lots of post-it notes and a huge whiteboard. On the post-it notes, write down the user needs and the top-level capabilities required to meet them. Place these on the wall in a fairly random order. Then for each capability, using more post-it notes, the group should start to write down any subcomponents that these top-level components will use. This can include any activity, data, practice or set of knowledge. For each subcomponent, further subcomponents should then be identified until a point is reached that the subcomponents are now outside of the scope of what you're mapping. Power doesn't need to be broken down any further if the company consumes it from a utility provider. By way of example, to manipulate online digital photos needs some sort of online digital photo storage component. This in turn needs a website, which in turn needs a platform that in turn needs computer resources, storage resources, an operating system, network, power and so forth. These components will become part of your value chain, and any component should only be written once. When the group is satisfied that a reasonable set of components for all the needs have been written, then draw a single vertical line and mark it as the value chain as shown in Figure 14. See Figure 14, a framework for the value chain. For more details. The top-level components, i.e. your capabilities, what you produce, what is most visible to the user, should be placed near the top of the value chain. Subcomponents should be placed underneath with lines drawn between components to show how they are related. For example, this component needs that component. As you go through this process, you may wish to add or discard components depending upon how relevant you feel they are to drawing a useful picture of the landscape. They can always be added or removed later. In Figure 15, I've provided a value chain for our online photo service, adding in the superfluous term needs to emphasize that this is a chain of needs. Obviously, for simplicity, not everything is included, for example, payment. Before you ask, most users do have a need for not being accused of theft, so providing a payment capability is quite useful to both them and your business, assuming that you're not giving everything away freely. See Figure 15, a value chain. For more details. To reiterate, things near the top are more visible and have more value to the user. For example, online image manipulation was placed slightly higher than online photo storage because it was seen as a differentiator with other services that existed in 2005 and hence valued by users. Online photo storage was also a subcomponent of image manipulation and was placed lower. The website, a necessity for sharing, was placed slightly further down because though it was essential, many websites existed and it was also a subcomponent of online photo storage. Now this last point we could easily argue over, but the purpose of doing this in a group is you'll often get challenge and debates over what components exist and how important they are. This is exactly what you want to happen. In the same way a military commander welcomes challenge on the ground from troops on the position of forces and key features. Don't ignore the challenge but celebrate it, as this will become key to making a better map. But also, don't waste time trying to make a perfect value chain in order to build a perfect map. It's not only impossible, it's unnecessary. All maps, including geographical maps, are imperfect representations of what exists. To draw a perfect geographical map, then you would have to use a one-to-one scale, at which point the map, being the size of the landscape it covers, is anything but useful. A map of France, the size of France, helps no one.